The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
And welcome to High School Volleyball with Highland Volleyball versus Shenandoah. And this is Matt Croy.
And good evening from Gene Ford Gymnasium in Cambridge. It is Division 6 District Championship Volleyball. Now Highland, the top seed and the 10th ranked team in Division 6, a record 23-1. They won 13 straight. They take on the 2 seed Shenandoah, the Lady Zeps, the 9th ranked team in Division 6, a record of 20-4, and they won 2 in a row. Stay tuned. We'll be speaking with Highland head coach Kelly Miller coming up next on the pregame show on WKLM.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
Since 1975, Kaufman Realty and Auctions has been an industry pioneer in real estate at auction. This is Anthony Kaufman. Some companies come and go, and some experience ownership changes, but Dave Kaufman has owned and overseen every aspect of his company. During that time, Kaufman Realty and Auctions has grown and expanded to meet increasing customer needs while always staying on the cutting edge of technology and giving back to the community. Rooted in tradition, growing through innovation, we are Kaufman Realty and Auctions in Millersburg, Sugar Creek, New Philadelphia, Cambridge, and at KaufmanRealty.com.
Taking on a large exterior home project is no small task. When you're looking for the best options in roofing, siding, windows, and doors, Provia products are the clear choice. At Provia, quality is engineered into the product, integrity is never compromised, and local craftsmanship delivers a stunning final result that will last for generations. Our experts at Kime Home Center are here to help you explore the possibilities. Visit Kime in Charm, Ohio. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
Looking to bring more light into your home or close in that back porch? MRV Siding Supply has you covered. Now offering can-clad architectural cladding. Enjoy the beauty of wood without the upkeep. It's maintenance-free with a modern wood look that lasts. Plus, their bifold doors create stunning openings for your three-season room. MRV Siding Supply, your go-to in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com and bring your space to life with can-clad.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Now, for a limited time, team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac and get a free 10-year warranty with purchase of a home standby generator. With an added value of more than $1,000, you'll get peace of mind knowing that your Generac generator is fully covered for 10 years. Don't miss this limited time event, so schedule a free in-home consultation today by contacting Millersburg Electric or visit 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com. See store for terms and conditions. Millersburg Electric, your Generac Power Pro Premier Dealer, celebrating 80 years of business in 2025.
Firestone Farm tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service. State Route 39, Millersburg.
It's time for Before the Tip, brought to you by Hubbard's Insurance in Millersburg.
Are you covered? Hi, this is Larry Hobron from Hobron's Insurance Service in Millersburg and Sugar Creek. We don't believe in selling our customers the cheapest insurance coverage. We believe in selling you the right insurance coverage. At Hobron's Insurance Service, we won't sell you a minimum limits policy when you have a home or business to protect. We'll set you up a policy that offers you complete coverage for the long-term peace of mind. See our full list of services on our website at HobronsInsurance.com or call us at 674-9091 or 1-800-340-3767 for a complete insurance coverage quote.
Alongside Highland Volleyball Coach Kelly Miller getting set for this district championship match against Shenandoah. Of course, the three games, the one winner in their last match, Kelly, over Buckeye Trail. In that first game, of course, really a nip and tuck through much of that game. You scored the final 11 points in that game to get that win. But what allowed your team to kind of get on that big roll?
You know, we just started really serving aggressive. It was kind of a high-risk, high-reward kind of thing. And once we started serving more aggressive, Buckeye Trail really struggled in their serve-receive and then struggled to get set into their offense, which was what our game plan was.
Got the win in game two, up two games to nothing. They got the win in game three. What was the message to your team going into game four?
You know, game three, we had 12 unforced errors, which is very uncommon for us, and we kind of handed them that set on a silver platter, and I just told the girls, I said, that's not how we play, and they responded really well, and came out in that fourth set and had four unforced errors.
Group effort as usual here, but it seemed like in particular, Elena Yoder, Addie Mass, made sure you guys didn't lose that fourth set.
They want it more than anyone else, I'll tell you right now. I mean, every single kid on the team wants it, but you can tell in game situations the ones that really want it and just give it their all.
Well, here we are, district championship against Shenandoah, top seed against the number two seed. I guess that's how it's supposed to be, right? What do you know about the Shenandoah team?
They are good. We lost to them in regional semis a couple years ago, 3 years ago. And I know the Leach girl is a heavy hitter, great defender, all-around player. They've got a big biddle that we're going to try to put a block up against and just... you know, we've scouted some film and watched them play and hoping that helps us a little bit tonight.
So, Kelly, obviously you guys fell at this spot last year, the district finals here. How much is it motivation to kind of get back to this spot and obviously get a win tonight?
Oh, the girls really want to win. I really want to win. We've got our eyes set on getting to the big dance. And, you know, this is another step. I feel like we got to run through the gauntlet. You know, we played number 12 in the state seed, Buckeye Trail. Now we've got number 9, Shenandoah. And I look at another district, you've got like Parkway playing Tenora, and we're playing Shenandoah. You've got 4 of the top 10 ranked teams in the state playing each other to get out of districts. Sometimes I wish it was like football.
Absolutely. I guess the on the other end, is if you win, you know you're pretty good, right?
Yeah, yes.
You definitely earned it.
Yes, yes.
All right. Well, Kelly, well, thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
That's the voice of Highland Head Volleyball Coach, Kelly Miller.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Hobron's Insurance in Millersburg.
Technology shouldn't slow you down. It should move you forward. Hi, this is Ryan Taggart with Logivision Technologies, and we've been helping local businesses for over 12 years on US 62 in Winesburg, solving tech problems and making everyday operations easier. We know small business challenges because we've lived them, and we are here with custom IT solutions that just simply work. At Logivision, it's people first for our clients and our team. That means service with integrity, professionalism, and real care. Call 330-234-5025 for your free consultation today. Logivision Technologies, local IT, real solutions, people first.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
This week at Roadies IGA, the prices are scaringly low.
Frozen boneless chicken breast for just $2.88 a pound.
Ground beef so cheap, it's almost criminal. 10 pounds of 73% lean for just $3.98 a pound. Bone-in pork western-style ribs, $2.78 a pound. That's terrifyingly delicious.
And don't forget, the USDA Choice boneless beef top round roast, only $6.98 a pound. It's haunting my dreams.
Shrimp rings, pork shoulder steaks, butterball ground turkey. So many fall flavors, it's frightening.
Get chillingly good savings all this week before they vanish.
Only at Roadies IGA.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home Siding Contractors.
Do you have rental properties or are thinking of purchasing rental properties? Hello, this is Larry Hobron from Hobron's Insurance Service in Millersburg. If you need insurance coverage for your rental properties, give us a call. Ohio Mutual Insurance Group has very competitive rates with all the coverages you need. Call us at 330-674-9091 and we'll be happy to give you a quote.
At Pomeranian Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year. Pomeranian brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tus Ross, Coshocton, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomeranian provider nearby. Visit PomeranianHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomeranian Hospital, caring for our community's health.
CDL training in our community. That's right. Buckeye Career Center now offers Class A and B CDL education as well as a testing center off US 36 near Janaden Hutton. Call 740-254-9313 to register or learn more about the American Professional Truck Driving School by Buckeye Career Center and the US America CDL Test Center by Buckeye Career Center. Again, that's 740-254-9313 to register or learn more.
Courses begin September 15th.
If lines are down, don't hang around. This safety reminder is from Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative. An overhead power line can become damaged or fall due to a severe storm, car accident, public damage, or other reasons. If you see a down power line, take these actions. Consider all power lines energized and deadly. Stay at least 50 feet away. Call 911 or the utility to report the down line. Do not try to move the line with another object. Never get out of your vehicle. Warn others to stay away. At Holmes Wayne Electric, their crews are committed to safe and efficient power restoration. Let's work together to keep our community safe.
Last season, Highland finished up at 18-7 overall. Shenandoah went 13-10. And in the Division 6 East District last year, Shenandoah was the 5 seed. They won their sectional final in straight sets over the 4 seed Monroe Central before falling to the top seed Garaway 3-1 in the district semifinals. For Highland, in that same district, they were the 3 seed. They won in straight sets to capture their sectional title as they defeated the 6 seed Fort Fry, then won in the district semifinals over the 2 seed Buckeye Trail 3-1, but then would fall to that same Garaway team in the district championship 3-1 last season. C10 will have more to come in the pregame show after this on WKLM.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
Denco Marketing and Tricore Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricore Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricore, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold listening to this music while you wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Oroville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
At Kaufman Realty and Auctions, you've got options. Your property is unique, and our agents know how to sell it. Whether it's a traditional listing or live auction, we'll earn you top dollar. Our agents will utilize whichever method of sale works best. When buying or selling your next home, call on Kaufman.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time, because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Creek Hardware Products at MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Creek Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Creek Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at MRVsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Now, for a limited time, team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac and get a free 10-year warranty with purchase of a home standby generator. With an added value of more than $1,000, you'll get peace of mind knowing that your Generac generator is fully covered for 10 years. Don't miss this limited time event, so schedule a free in-home consultation today by contacting Millersburg Electric or visit 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com. See store for terms and conditions. Millersburg Electric, your Generac Power Pro Premier Dealer, celebrating 80 years. Years of business in 2025.
When you work the land, you know out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
Highland comes in with a record of 23-1 of the season. They won their first 10 matches of the year, then lost 3-2 at Garaway back on September 9th. And then, of course, since then, they've rattled off 13 consecutive victories to get into this district championship match for tonight. Shenandoah, on the other hand, a record of 20-4 on the season for them. As for Shenandoah, they would rattle off 6 consecutive wins to start off the season, then lost 3-2 at Monroe Central, and then went on after that as they would rattle off 10 straight wins after that. Then they would lose 3-2 to UniLocal at home, a 3-1 loss at Warren. Came back, won over Columbiana before losing 3-1 to Martins Ferry, but all wins since then. As Shenandoah, of course, winning their last two, they get themselves, of course, to this district championship match here tonight. So Shenandoah is the number 2 seed, Highland the number 1 seed, Shenandoah the 9th ranked team in Division 6, Highland ranked 10th in that final poll in high school volleyball in the Division 6 poll. We'll take another break, come back to you after this on WKLM.
Technology shouldn't slow you down. It should move you forward. Hi, this is Ryan Taggart with LodgeVision Technologies, and we've been helping local businesses for over 12 years on US 62 in Winesburg, solving tech problems and making everyday operations easier. We know small business challenges because we've lived them, and we are here with custom IT solutions that just simply work. At LodgeVision, it's people first for our clients and our team. That means service with integrity, professionalism, and real care. Call 330-234-5025 for your free consultation today. LodgeVision Technologies. Local IT, real solutions, people first.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
Muhahaha! Get chillingly good savings at Rohde's IGA this week.
Uh-oh, last time I saved this much, my wallet fainted.
Gerber's chicken breast, stir fry, thin cut or tenderized, just $5.78 a pound.
That's tender, like my feelings after biting into a New York strip steak for $12.98 a pound.
Whole boneless beef strip loin, $11.98 a pound.
I'm shaking, and not from the cold. Pork ribs, $3.28 a pound, and 16-ounce shrimp rings for $8.98.
The flavors are big. The savings are bigger. But hurry.
They vanish like my diet. Poof. Only at Rohde's IGA.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
This is a rematch of the regional semifinals from two seasons ago. Of course, that year was Shenandoah who upended Highland 3-1. Shenandoah would go on to win the regional championship over Shekinah Christian in straight sets, eventually falling in the state semifinals back in the 2023 seasons, and they would go down to New Bremen 3-1 in that match. For Highland, of course, trying to make their trip to the regionals for the second time in the last three seasons. For Shenandoah, they were to the regionals in the 2021 season, 22, as well as the 23 season. So they're going for their fourth trip to the regionals if they can get a win tonight in their last 5 years. As far as this season's bracket in the Division 6 East District, Highland is the top seed. Of course, they won over in straight sets over the new 7-seed Cummerstown to win the sectional championship. And for Shenandoah, the 2-seed, they won over the 5-seed Garaway 3-2 in their sectional championship match. Then they win 3-1 for Shenandoah over the 4-seed Monroe Central. And Highland won 3-1 over the 3-seed Buckeye Trail to match up in tonight's district championship match here at Cambridge. Winner of this match will move on, of course, to the regional semifinals against either Newark Catholic or Columbus Tree of Life. Those two are not facing each other until tomorrow night. So they'll face the winner of that match when they face off tomorrow night. And, of course, the regional semifinal match between those two will be next Wednesday, October 29th at 8 p.m. at Winland Gymnasium in Zanesville. Reminder also, of course, going on tonight, we have Girls Division 5 District Championship Soccer going on. Of course, Highland is in action in that game against Steubenville Catholic Central. That is on the WKLM YouTube page as well as on Stream 2 for the Highland Steubenville Catholic Central game going on tonight. We'll take another break, come back with the starting lineups in the opening serve after this on WKLM.
When shopping for insurance, you want to know that you aren't just another customer and that your agent cares about the local community. At Hobrin's Insurance Service, we've been serving our community one person at a time for more than 30 years. To make sure our customers' auto, home, farm, or business is protected by a quality insurance company. That's why we've partnered with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group to protect what matters most to you. Give us a call at 800-340-3767. We can recommend the best coverages from the best companies like Ohio Mutual.
We'll go ahead and pick it up here. Matt Coy alongside with you. It's about for the time for the national anthem here from Gene Form Gymnasium. Tonight's national anthem being brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. We'll be picking up the national anthem momentarily. Once again, tonight's national anthem has been brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. And tonight's starting lineup is being brought to you by Hobrins Insurance at 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Visit them on the web at HobrinsInsurance.com, in business for over 30 years. Starting tonight for Shenandoah, the Lady Zeps, that'll be junior libero. That is Sheila Holcomb. Also starting to them will be freshman Emma Daly, along with junior Molly Van Fleet, senior Abby Harbaugh, and senior Brenna Leach, freshman Sophie McVicker, along with senior Alyssa Crum. Shenandoah is the number two seed in this East District, the ninth-ranked team in Division Six. Their record is 20-4. They won two straight, and they're coached by Megan Rywalski. For Highland, starting for the Lady Hawks tonight will be junior Braxton McVicker, along with junior Carly Schrock, also junior libero, that is Olivia Miller, junior Claire Detweiler, along with senior Brianna Mishler, also sophomore Addie Mast, and senior Elena Yoder. For Highland, the top seed in the East District, the 10th-ranked team in Division 6. Their record is 23-1. They won 13 straight, and they are coached by Kelly Miller. And the starting line is brought to you by Hobrins Insurance in Millersburg. Give them a call for a quote on your auto, home, farm, business, life, health, and annuity needs. Call 1-800-340-3767. This game, of course, being in video live stream tonight on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of Claxton Communications. Jaron Aber is producing tonight's live stream coverage, and Abby Jones is working the camera. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for tonight's contest. Of course, we're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Phoenix Price and Alex Mast are back at the studio. As I mentioned, also, we have District Championship Girls Soccer tonight going on YouTube and stream, too, on our website. And that is Highland against Steubenville Catholic Central. That's also going tonight on, again, on YouTube and stream, too. We'll take a quick break. Come back with the opening serve after this on WKLM.
At Pomerine Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year, Pomerine brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tuscarawas, Coshocton, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomerine provider nearby. Visit PomerineHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerine Hospital, caring for our community's health.
Discover your passion and prepare for your future at Buckeye Career Center's Fall Open House. Join us Thursday, November 6th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Buckeye Career Center. Tour our 35 programs, meet our instructors, and learn how you can earn real-world skills for your future career. Enjoy a complimentary meal and be the first to apply for next school year when our application goes live at 5:30 p.m. at BuckeyeCareerCenter.org. We'll also host an alumni gathering in the Joe Carlisle Marketplace. Join us November 6th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. for Buckeye Career Center's Fall Open House.
If lines are down, don't hang around. This safety reminder is from Holes Wayne Electric Cooperative. An overhead power line can become damaged or fall due to a severe storm, car accident, public damage, or other reasons. If you see a down power line, take these actions. Consider all power lines energized and deadly. Stay at least 50 feet away. Call 911 or the utility to report the down line. Do not try to move the line with another object. Never get out of your vehicle. Warn others to stay away. At Holmes Wayne Electric, their crews are committed to safe and efficient power restoration. Let's work together to keep our community safe.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
And tonight's opening serve being brought to you by Pomeroy Hospital in Millersburg. And tonight's opening serve being brought to you by Pomeroy Hospital in Millersburg. Pomeroy was selected for the North Coast 99 Award. See how you can be a part of the exceptional team by visiting pomeroy.org/careers. Just about ready to get things underway. Matt Coy alongside with you in Division 6 District Championship Volleyball from Gene Ford Gymnasium at Coach Ford Court in Cambridge. And Highland wearing their black jerseys and also black pants and red numerals and white trim for Shenandoah. Their green jerseys and white numerals and black shirts, and also had their black pants as well for tonight. Winner moves on to the regional semifinals. Will be next Wednesday. That'll be October 29th at 8 p.m. against either Newark Catholic or Columbus Tree of Life at Windlam Gymnasium in Zanesville. Just about ready to get things underway. Again, this game match is being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Heidel will have the serve first, and that will be, of course, Brianna Mishler, the senior. As she typically does serve first for Highland in these matches. And here is the whistle. She will serve it over the net. Diving dig by Shenandoah going from left to right. Here's a spike over the net. Diving dug out by Highland. Set now by Miller. Here's a spike set over by Addie Mass. Bump four. Now the set for Shenandoah. Emma Daly spiked over off the hands of Alyssa Crum. Off the hands of Olivia Miller. Here's the spike over the net by Highland. By Detweiler. Diving dig by the Shenandoah. Here's a spike slammed over. Going to be too long, I believe, on the hit by Addie Harbaugh, and that will be a 1-0 Highland advantage. Brianna Mishler will get that service point. 1-0 Highland in game one of this best-of-five match. Mishler serves it over, dug out by the Zeps. Here is the set now by Daly. Dink over the net off the hands now of Addie Harbaugh, dug out by Highland. The set, the spike over by Elena Yoder, dug out by Shenandoah. Now the set again. Dink over the net down off the hands of Addie Harbaugh. Zeps now will set it. Here's the spike slammed into the net. That was by Alyssa Crum. Point goes to Highland. Highland takes the early 2-0 lead. Back-to-back service points for Brianna Mishler. Mishler serving from right to left in game one. Lobs it over. Bump four now by libero player Sheila Holcomb. Here's a set. The spike over the net can be blocked, but fell in to the Highland side on that spike and kill off the hands of Molly Van Vliet. First point of the match for Shenandoah. Sign out to them. They'll serve it at 1-2. Here's the serve by Alyssa Crum over the net. Bump four by Detweiler. Set now by Mishler. Hit into the net by Elena Yoder. Doesn't clear it. We're tied up at 2-2. First service point for Alyssa Crum, and she'll serve it again. Lobs it over. Right back quarter, but four by Detweiler. Set by Mishler. Here's a spike, Elena Yoder. Dug out now by Shenandoah. Here's the set by Daly. The spike slammed over by Addie Harbaugh, but four by Highland. And set over the net by by Addie Mass. It'll fall into the right front corner. Should be off the hands of Cynthia Hampshire, who got that point for Highland. Side out Highland up 3-2. Claire Detweiler will serve it over. Bump four now by Holcomb. Off the hands of Daly. Sit back over on the hit now by Shenandoah. And Highland cannot return it. And that'll be a point for Shenandoah. On that kill was Brenna Leach. We're tied up now at 3 apiece. Tied at 2-3. Shenandoah has the side out in the serve. It'll be Liberty McKee, the junior, to serve it. Lobs it over the net. Bump forward by Miller for Highland. Set by Mischler. Here's the spike. Slammed home to the left back corner. That'll be Addie Mass that time for the kill. Addie Mass letting their presence be felt. The side out to Highland up 4-3. And Mass will also have the serve. It's just, it'll be Elena Yoder with the serve. The left-hander lobs it over. Bump forward now by Leach. Here's the set. Leach will spike it over. Off the hands now of Elena Yoder. Bump forward by Mischler. The spike by Addie Mast. And she'll get the kill. Back-to-back kills Addie Mast. And service point going to Elena Yoder. That'll be her first. 5-3 lead for Highland. Elena Yoder will line it up. She lobs it over the net. Diving dig by the Zeps. Off the hands now of Daly. Sit back over the net. Off the hands of Molly Van Vliet. Here's the set by Mischler. The dink over the net can be blocked at the net by Van Vliet. Sit back over the spike. Off the hands of Holcomb now. Bump four. Here's a spike over by Leach, and she'll get the kill. That'll be Brenna Leach for the kill that time to the right back corner. Second kill for Leach in game one. Side out Shenandoah now serving at 4-5. At the line will be Molly Van Vliet, the junior, middle hitter. And she will serve it over. And it'll be too long. That time, Detweiler allowed it to go by her. And wise decision. Side out to Highland. They have a 6-4 advantage. And now Sophia Hampshire will be at the service line, the sophomore. Hampshire lobs it over. Bump four now by Leach. Here's the set. And spiked over the net. Can be diving dig, dug out by Highland. To Mischler, sent over by Miller now. Off the ends of Leach. Here's the set now by Crum. Spiked over by Shenandoah. Now the set again. Here's the spike. Spiked over this time by Addie Mass. Dug out. Mount Ford. Sent back over now on the hands by Molly Van Vliet. Set by Mischler. Here's the stink of the net by Carly Schrock. It finds the right front corner for the Highland point. Carly Schrock getting it done that time. 7-4 Highland. Sophia Hampshire got the service point. That'll be her first service point of game one. Hampshire lobs it over left back corner. Bumped high in the air by Hooks. Here's the set. The spike by Leach. That'll find the left back corner for the kill. Brenna Leach has her third kill in game one. Side out to the Lady Zeps. Now serving at 5-7. At the line going to be Emma Daly, the freshman. Serves it over. Bump four by Miller. Set by Mischler. And the dink of the net by Schrock. Diving dig by Holcomb over the net. Mischler sets it again. Here's the dink of the net, this time by the Lady Hawks. Dug out now by Holcomb. Spiked over by Leach. Blocked by Highland. Set again. Here's the spike set over at the hands by Alyssa Crum. Set by Mischler. Here's the spike. It'll be slammed over by Addie Mass. Bump four now. Here's the set by Shenandoah. Sent over the net by Crum. Dug out. Miller bumps it forward. Think of the net now in the hands of Addie Mass. Bump forward by Holcomb. Here's the set. The spike by Leach, and she'll get the kill to the right back corner. And it will be a Shenandoah point. Brenna Leach, her fourth kill of game one. That service point going to Emma Daly. They'll serve it to Shenandoah down 1-6-7. Serves it over. Bump forward by Miller. Set by Mischler. Here's the spike, Addie Mass, and Mass will hit it too long. And we're tied up at 7 apiece. Back-to-back service points, Alyssa Crum. Tied at 7. She'll serve it over, Crum. Bump four now by Detweiler, set by Mischler. Dink of the net now by Addie Mast. She'll find the left back corner for the Highland point. Addie Mast gets it side out to the Lady Hawks. They'll serve it at 8-7. Back and forth we go in game one. Addie Mast now at the service line. Lobs it over. Bump forward by Crum. Just over the net. Dug out now by Carly Schrock. Set by Mischler. Set back over the spike by Addie Mass. Bump forward high in the air by Holcomb. Set by Crum and hit into the net. That time off the hands of Sophie McVicker. Point goes to Highland. They have a 9-7 lead. Annie Mass this time has the service point, her first. Mass sends it over, bump forward, high in the air. Dug out, set by Missler. Here's the dink led by Carly Schrock. Diving dig by Holcomb, can't return it. Another dink to that right front corner, Carly Schrock. Highland has jumped up to a 10-7 advantage after it was tied up at 7 apiece. And the serve served over. Dug out by Hooks. Here's a set. Sit back over the net on the hip by Crum. Bump forward. Dink over the net dummy. Blocked that time by Brenna Leach. Point goes to Shenandoah. She's been a force around the net. Has Leach in a side out to the Zeps, serving at 8-10. They trail by 2. In game one, Leach has the serve. Sends it over right back corner, bump forward by Addie Mass. Set by Mishler. Here's a spike by Carly Schrock, and she'll get the kill to the left back corner. Schrock, her third kill. Side out Highland up 11-8. At the line will be junior libero Olivia Miller. Miller lobs it over. Off the hands of McKee. Here's the set by Crum. Sit back over the net and dug out by Mishler. Step back over now by Elena Yoder. Falls into the left back corner. Elena Yoder gets the kill that time for the Lady Hawks. That's her first kill. 12-8 Highland. Timeout Shenandoah. This is District Championship Volleyball on WKLM.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester. Or online at HummelGRP.com.
Once again, this match is being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of Claxon Communications. Jaron Aber is producing tonight's live stream coverage. Abby Jones working the camera. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for tonight's contest. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com on Stream 1. It is Alex Mast and Phoenix Price back at the studio. A reminder also, we're live streaming the girls' district championship soccer game as well tonight. Highland taking on Steubenville Catholic Central for that. That's on YouTube in Stream 2 if you want to catch that. Highland has the serve out on the timeout, up 12-8 in Game 1. Olivia Miller will lob it over. Bump forward. Here's the set now by Daly. The spike slammed over by Crum. She'll find the right back corner. Alyssa Crum gets the kill. First kill for Crum. Side out Shenandoah, now serving at 9-12. At the line will be junior libero Sheila Holcomb. Holcomb lobs it over. Bump forward. Here's a set by Mishler. The dink of the net by Elena Yoder. Diving dig and now set over the net by Holcomb. Now the set by Mishler. Spike Elena Yoder. Blocked to the net. Off the hands that time of Van Vliet. Point goes to Shenandoah. They'll serve it down 10-12. Set over the net on the serve by Holcomb. Hit into the net, not returned by Highland, and now Shenandoah all of a sudden back to within one at 11-12. Back-to-back service points for Sheila Holcomb. Holcomb lobs it over, center back line, bump forward. Here's the set, Mishler. Here's the dink of the net now, dug out, off the ends of Daly. Bump four now by Holcomb. Here's the spike set over by Leach. Bumped high in the air by Miller. Off the ends of Mishler. Here's the spike by Claire Detweather. Diving dig by Leach. Set now by Daly. Spiked over this time off the hands of Harbaugh. Hit into the net by Highland. They can't return it. Point goes to Shenandoah. We're tied up at 12 apiece. Holcomb on a roll at the service line. She'll serve it over. Bump four by Miller. Here's the set now by Mishler. Think of the net by Elena Yoder. Diving dig attempt by Daly. And now return by Harbaugh. Bump four. Here's the set by Mishler. The spike slam into the net by Detweiler. Doesn't clear it. And now Shenandoah will take their first lead at 13-12. Holcomb. There's the whistle. And she will serve it over. Dug out by Detweiler. Set by Mishler. She'll send it over that instead. Diving dig by Holcomb. And now sent shy of the net on the attempt to return by Harbaugh. Can't do it. and a point to Highland, side out to the Lady Hawks. We're tied up now at 13 apiece. And a serve sent over by Mishler, and that hit goes too long. And side out back to Shenandoah, not what the Lady Hawks wanted there, and the Lady Zeps will have a one-point lead again, 14-13, and the serve. Alyssa Crum will serve it over, bumped forward by Detweiler. Off the ends of Miller, hit into her teammate, but return now by Addie Mass. A little miscommunication that time, and hits it wide left, and a point goes to Shenandoah. Third service point for Crum. Scholl serve it over. Dug out. And not returned by Detweiler. Point goes to the Lady Zeps. They're up 16-13. And timeout Highland. This is District Championship Volleyball on WKLM.
Since 1975, Kaufman Realty and Auctions has been an industry pioneer in real estate at auction. This is Anthony Kaufman. Some companies come and go, and some experience ownership changes, but Dave Kaufman has owned and overseen every aspect of his company. During that time, Kaufman Realty and Auctions has grown and expanded to meet increasing customer needs while always staying on the cutting edge of technology and giving back to the community. Rooted in tradition, growing through innovation, we are Kaufman Realty and Auctions in Millersburg, Sugar Creek, New Philadelphia, Cambridge, and at KaufmanRealty.com.
Boy, we've been back and forth already. It's still set number one. And really, we feel like we've almost had a whole match so far, the way these two teams have played. So this show would be a good one here tonight. And back and forth, Highland had the early lead in several ties. And all of a sudden, it's Shenandoah's shot up to a three-point advantage at 16-13. So back and forth we go. Highland got the timeout. See if they can break the momentum now that the Lady Zeps have. Out of the timeout at the service line will be Alyssa Crum, the senior. Will serve it over the net. Bump forward by Detweiler. Set by Mishler. Think of the net this time by Sophia Hampshire. Off the hands of Holcomb now. Set back over by Leach. Diving dig by Addie Mass. Set back over by Elena Yoder. Dug out by Leach again. Off the hands of Mishler. Set back over on the hit. Next time off the hit now of Holcomb. Spiked over by Molly Van Vliet, and she'll get the kill. Her second kill of game one. And Crum with the serve, she'll send it over at 17-13. Set by Mishler. Dink over the net by Elena Yoder. Dug out. Dink over now by Van Vliet. Off the hands of Miller. She'll return him. Bump forward high in the air. Now off the hands of Holcomb. And set back over the spike by Addie Harbaugh. Bump forward by Miller. Set by Mishler. Here's the spike slammed over by Addie Mast. Hits it too long, though. The Zeps take an 18-13 advantage. Crum, her sixth service point of game one. She will serve it over. Bump forward by Miller. Elena Yoder now dig by Mishler, sent over and on the hit by Hampshire. Here's the spike by Van Vliet. Bump forward by Miller. Now the dink of the net by Hampshire. Dug out now by Daly. Bump forward by Crum. The spike sent over off the hands of Harbaugh. Dug out by Mishler. Return now by Addie Mass. Skips off the net. Dug out now. Here's the spike by Van Vliet, and she'll get the kill. Trying to block it, Elena Yoder couldn't do it. Van Vliet, her third kill of game one, 19-13, Shenandoah. Alyssa Crum lobs it over. Bump forward by Detweiler, set by Mishler. Here's the spike by Addie Mass. That time, hits it too long again. And it is an 20-13 lead for Shenandoah. Timeout once again for Highland. We'll take a timeout as well. This is District Championship Volleyball on WKLM.
Taking on a large exterior home project is no small task. When you're looking for the best options in roofing, siding, windows, and doors, Provia products are the clear choice. At Provia, quality is engineered into the product, integrity is never compromised, and local craftsmanship delivers a stunning final result that will last for generations. Our experts at Keim Home Center are here to help you explore the possibilities. Visit Keim in Charm, Ohio. Keim, built on trust since 1911.
Well, all of a sudden, Shenandoah has gotten on a roll here. They have a seven-point lead. Highland led 2-0 early. Was tied at 3, tied at 7, and then tied at 12. Highland, after it was tied up at 12, they had a 10-7 lead, then a 12-12 game. Then Shenandoah eventually took a 16-13 lead after that, and now up 20-13. Lady Hawks trying to get back in this game one. out of the timeout. Again, going to be Alyssa Crum. Crum lobs it over. One four by Miller. She can't return it, though. So timeout doesn't help there. Now a 21-13 advantage. Crum serves it over. One four by Miller. Set by Mishler. Here's the spike sent over by Detweiler. Out the hands of Holcomb to Daly. Holcomb now sends it over and hits it wide right. Finally, Highland gets that point to try and break this momentum. And a sign out to them. They'll serve it at 14-21. Claire Detweiler has this serve. She'll lob it over before by Holcomb. Set by Daly. Here's a spike by Van Vliet, and she'll get the kill. She's been a force. Fourth kill, Van Vliet, and 22-14. Shenandoah, they'll have the serve again. Liberty McKee will lob it over the net, bump four by Addie Mast. Here's the set by Mishler. Mast will spike it over, and she'll find the left back corner. That time, she'll time it up for the kill. Much needed for Highland. Fourth kill for Addie Mast. Side out, Lady Hawks serving at 15-22. Down by seven. Elena Yoder will have the serve. She'll lob it over, bump four by Holcomb. Here's the set. The spike by Van Vliet and dug out by Mishler. Now to Elena Yoder. Spike Addie Mast, and she'll get the kill to the center back line. Highland serving out 16-22. Elena Yoder has her second service point of game one. She'll serve it over. And ace on the serve as it fell right between Holcomb and Josie Hooks. A little miscommunication there, and the ace on the serve for Elena Yoder. Highland serves at 17-22. They trail it by five. And we're still in the first set. Loader will send it over. Bump forward by Holcomb. Here's the set now by Daly. Here's the spike sent over by Leach, and she'll get the kill to the right back corner. Brenna Leach. Six kills in game one. Sign out Shenandoah. They'll serve it at 23-17. A six-point advantage. At the line will be Molly Van Vliet, the junior. Awaits that whistle. When they back a camera person up, apparently, before they resume action. Now we're ready to go. And the serve will be lobbed over. Bump four by Miller. Now to Mishler with the set. Spike Addie Mast. Deflected and dug out by Van Vliet. Here's a set. And the spike by Leach. And she'll get the kill to the center back line. Perfectly served up to Brenna Leach to spike it home. And now possible game point coming up. First service point for Molly Van Vliet. Serving at 24-17 in game one. And she will lob it over. Bump four now by Detweiler. Set by Mishler. Sent over on the hip by Carly Schrock. Dug out high on the ear by Hooks. Bump four. Here's a spike by Alicia. And she'll get the kill again to the right back corner. And Shenandoah wins it in game one, 25-17. And the Zeps take a one-game-to-nothing lead in this best-of-five match. We'll be back with game two after this. This is District Championship Volleyball on WKLM.
Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware at MRV Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry with solid forged brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Now, for a limited time, team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac and get a free 10-year warranty with purchase of a home standby generator. With an added value of more than $1,000, you'll get peace of mind knowing that your Generac generator is fully covered for 10 years. Don't miss this limited time event, so schedule a free in-home consultation today by contacting Millersburg Electric or visit 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com. See store for terms and conditions. Millersburg Electric, your Generac Power Pro Premier Dealer, celebrating 80 years of business in 2025.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg.
Technology shouldn't slow you down. It should move you forward. Hi, this is Ryan Taggart with LodgeVision Technologies, and we've been helping local businesses for over 12 years on US 62 in Winesburg, solving tech problems and making everyday operations easier. We know small business challenges because we've lived them, and we are here with custom IT solutions that just simply work. At LodgeVision, it's people first for our clients and our team. That means service with integrity, professionalism, and real care. Call 330-234-5025 for your free consultation today. LodgeVision Technologies. Local IT, real solutions, people first.
One of us tied up at 12 apiece, and then Shenandoah outscored Highland the rest of the way 13-5 to win game one 25-17. So it is Shenandoah up 1-0 in this best-of-five match. And we'll get set for getting this first serve underway momentarily. Shenandoah should have the first serve in game number two. McCoy alongside with you. This match being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxton Communication team of Jaron Aber and Abby Jones, and also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Alex Bass, Phoenix Price back in the studio. Ball served over the net by Shenandoah. Bump forward. Here's a set. The spike by Elena Yoder, and she'll get the kill to the right back corner. That's more like it if you're from the Highland side of things. Elena Yoder gets that kill, her second kill for the match. Seidel Highland serving at 1-0 in game two, down 1-0 in this best of five match. Brianna Mishler has the serve. Lobs it over. Mount Ford high in the air by Leach. Here's the set now by Crum. The spike by Van Vliet. She'll get the kill to the right back corner, and she does have a powerful spike, no doubt about it. Molly Van Vliet has four, make that five kills for the match. Tied up at one apiece. Shenandoah has the serve. And it'll be sent over the serve now by Liberty McKee. Bump forward. Set by Mishler. Think of the net that time by Highland and Sophia Hampshire. Spike by Leach. Bump forward now by Addie Mass. Set by Mishler. Think of the net by Elena Yoder. Dug out now by Alyssa Crum. The Holcomb. Here's the dink of the net. Actually shy of the net. The attempted dink by Leach doesn't clear it. Point goes to Highland. Side out Lady Hawks. They have a 2-1 advantage in game two. Claire Detweiler will have the serve. More than capable of getting on a roll at the service line, Claire Detweiler. She will lob it over now. Bump forward by Holcomb. Set by Crum. Spike now by Van Vliet. Dug out by Miller. Off the hands of Mishler. Here's a spike by Addie Mass. Dug out by Holcomb. Bump forward. And a spike by Leach. Bump dug out now by Miller to Mishler. The spike by Addie Mass. And then it'll fall in to the Shenandoah side. Trying to block it. Emma Daly couldn't do it. Point goes to Highland. 3-1 Lady Hawks. Claire Detweiler indeed does get the service point, her first for the match. Lobs it over, bump high in the air by Holcomb. Here is the set now by Crum. The spike slammed over by Daly. Bump forward by Miller. Hits a wide right and not return that time by Hampshire. And point goes by way of Shenandoah. Side out, Lady Zepp serving at 2-3. They trail it by 1 in game 2. At the line, going to be Molly Van Vliet. She'll serve it over. Bump forward by Addie Mast. Dug out by Miller. Here's the spike by Mast. And the kill by Addie Mast. Side out, Highland. They have a 4-2 lead. Shenandoah leads this best of five match 1-0. And at the line will be Elena Yoder. The left-hander will lob it over. Dug out now by Hooks. Here's the set by Crum. The spike by Leach. She'll get the kill to the center back line. Brenna Leach now has 9 kills for the match. Side out Lady Zepp serving that 3-4. Down by 1 at the line. That'll be Emma Daly, the freshman. She'll lob it over the net. Bump forward by Addie Mass. Set now by Mishler. Mass will spike it to the center back line, dug out somehow by Hooks. Here's the dink of the net by Leach. Dug out by Miller. Diving dig by Mishler. Miller sends it back over the net. Both high in the air by Hooks. Set now by Daly. The dink over the net is going to be by Crum. Dug out by Highland again. Sent over by Addie Mast. Dug out by Leach, set nail by Daly. Leach spikes it over. She'll get the kill to the right front corner. Brenna Leach. Good directional hit on that slam. Tied up at four apiece. Tied up for the second time in game two. Daly lobs it over. Bump forward now by Detweiler. Set by Mischler. Here's a spike at Mast. Dug out by Holcomb. Blocked at the net, however, by Schrock. Point goes to Highland. Side out, Lady Hawks up 5-4. Shenandoah won game one, 25-17. At the line for Highland will be Sophia Hampshire. And the sophomore lobs it into the net. Side out back to Shenandoah. Tied up at five. Been tied at 1-4-5 so far in game two. At the line, that's going to be Brenna Leach. Lobs it over. Dug out by Miller. Set by Miller. Mischler. The spike slammed over by Carly Schrock. And she'll find the right back corner for the kill. Side out Highland. Addie Mast will have the serve. 6-5 Highland in game two. She'll lob it over and hits it, I believe, wide right. Indeed, she does. So Highland having trouble at the service line here in this second set. Tied up at six. And junior libero Sheila Holcomb is at the line. She will serve it over. Dug out by Miller. Set by Mischler. The dig of that by Schrock will be blocked at the net by Addie Harbaugh. Point goes to Shenandoah. 7-6 Shenandoah. Holcomb serves it over. Dug out by Miller. Here's the set. And the dig over that off the hands now of Detweiler. Dug out by Holcomb. Sent back over by Van Vliet. Bump forward by Miller. Set by Mischler. Thinking of that by Schrock. Dug out by Holcomb. Set now by Daly. Here's a spike slammed over by Crum. She'll find the right back corner for the kill. Alyssa Crum, her second kill for the match. And Holcomb, with that service point, she has five service points for the match. 8-6 lead for Shenandoah. Sheila Holcomb, junior libero. She'll serve it over. Dug out by Addie Mass. Here's the set now by Mischler. The spike slammed over by Schrock. Bump form now by Leach. Set by Daly. Here's the spike by Crum. And Crum's hit going to find the right back corner, and she'll get the kill. Nine, six, Lady Zeps. And sent over the serve by Holcomb. Diving dig by Miller, set by Mischler. Here's the spike slammed over by Detweiler. Here's the set by Daly. The spike by Harbaugh. Going to be dug out by Miller and not returned. Another kill for Addie Harbaugh. And it gives the Zeps a 10-6 lead over Highland in game two. Time by Highland. This is District Championship Volleyball on WKLM.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
Game one, it was tied up at 12 apiece, and they outscored Highland 13-5 the rest of the way to take the game one win in that first set, 25-17. And in game number two, is tied up at 1-4, 5-6. And now Shenandoah has jumped out to a 10-6 advantage. And Highland trying to figure things out here, not wanting to go down 2-0 in this match. So come out of the timeout. Shenandoah has the serve, Sheila Holcomb, who really got on the roll on the service line as well in game one, has scored the last three service points in game two. There is the whistle. Holcomb now with the serve. Lobs it over the net, and it'll be bumped forward by Miller. Set by Mischler. Here's a spike, clear Detweiler. Bumped high in the air by Holcomb. Now the set by Daly. The spike over by Van Vliet. Dug out now by Highland. Set by Mischler. Spike by Detweiler. Dug out off the hands of Holcomb. Arbaugh will send it over back on the hit over the net. It'll be a set. Now the dig of that by Schrock. Off the hands now of Daly to Holcomb. That spike over by Crum. Dug out by Addy Mass. Take over that by Mishler. Diving dig down by Holcomb. Set by Daly. Take over now by Molly Van Vliet. Set again for Highland. Set back over by Detweiler. Bump four now by Leach. Set by Daly. Harbaugh sends it over. Dug out by Olivia Miller. Set by Mishler. Here's the takeover now by Detweiler. Dug out now off the hands of Daly. The Holcomb. The spike over the net by Crum. Diving dig by Miller. And set back over that. Finally, no. They're going to call out finally too many hits, and a point goes by way of Shenandoah again. They have an 11-6 lead. Four straight service points for Shayla Holcomb. She has eight service points for the match. Lobs it over, and bump four by Miller. Set by Mishler. The spike's named over by Schrock. Return. Blocked by Schrock again. Not return. Point goes to Highland. Side out Lady Hawks. They'll serve it at 7-11. Down by four in game two. At the line will be junior libero Olivia Miller. Miller will lob it over. Bump four now by Leach. Set by Daly. The spike by Van Vliet. Bump four by Miller. Here's the set by Mishler. The spike by Elena Yoder. Dug out by Holcomb. Set by Daly. Not returned. Point goes to Highland. Highland back within three, serving at 8-11. Olivia Miller, her first service point for the match. Lobs it over. Bumped high in the air by Leach. Set by Daly. Sent over by Harbaugh. Dug out now by Annie Mass. Set by Mishler. The spike by Elena Yoder. Hits it into the net, however. Point goes to Shenandoah. Side out Lady Zepp, serving at 12-8. At the line will be Alyssa Crum. Lobs it over. Bump forward. Set now by Mishler. The spike by Elena Yoder falls into the center front line. Kill on the swing by Elena Yoder. Her third kill of game two. Side out Highland. Serving at 9-12. Down by three here. Here's Bianna Mishler. Lobs it over. Dug out by Holcomb. The Daly. Slammed over by Van Lee. Bump forward by Miller. Here's a set by Mishler. The spike slammed into the net by Addie Mass. Point goes to Shenandoah. They now have a 13-9 lead. At the line now for the Lady Zeps, that'll be Liberty McKee on the side out. McKee will lob it into the net. However, she just checked in and did not clear the net on that serve, so side out right back to Highland. Highland seeking to find a little more momentum here, down by three, serving at 10-13. Claire Detweiler is at the line. Lobs it over. Dug out by Leach. Set by Crum. Spike by Leach. Dug out by Olivia Miller. And goes wide right into the seats. That'll be a kill for Brenna Leach. Third kill of game three. She now has 11 for the match. Side out to the Lady Zepps, serving at 14-10. They have a four-point advantage in game two. Molly Van Vliet has the serve. She'll lob it over the net. Just cleared it. Return by Miller. Blocked in the net. However, by Leach. Point goes to Shenandoah. Shenandoah now a 15-10 lead. The one game won to Shenandoah, 25-17. Van Vliet serves it over. Bump four by Miller. Set by Mishler. Spike by Addie Mast. And she'll get the kill. Side out. Back to Highland, serving at 11-15. They're down by a four. Elena Yoder has the serve. She'll lob it over. Dug out by Holcomb over the net. Be blocked. However, by Mast at the net. Point goes to Highland. That started with a really good serve by Elena Yoder. Then a weak return allowed Mast to get that block and point for the Lady Hawks. Here's Elena Yoder. Serves at 12-15. Lobs it over. Bump four by Holcomb. Now the set. The spike by Leach. She'll slam it home to the right back corner. Brenna Leach, a powerful slam there. Side out Shenandoah. They're up 16-12. Emma Daly. Lobs it over. Bump four by Detweiler. Goes high in the air. Hit the bar above the ceiling, but that's still in play. And return now by Mishler finally. And not returned by Shenandoah. How about that? The Hawks didn't panic after he hit that bar around the ceiling. They stuck with the play and they get the point. Side out back to the Lady Hawks, serving at 13-16. They're down by three in game two. Here's Sophia Hampshire with the serve. Lobs it over. Diving dig. Attempt by Hooks. Can't return it. Highland back to within two. Serve it at 14-16. And that was Hampshire who got that serve. Hampshire serves it over. Bump four now by Daly. Here's the set. Now the spike by Leach. And that'll be a kill. Truck trying to block it. Can't do it. Brenna Leach. Another kill for the Lenny Zepps. Side out to Shenandoah. They have a 17-14 advantage. Shenandoah one game, 125-17. Now they're up in game two as well, 17-14. Brenna Leach has the serve. Lobs it over. Bump four high in the air by Deadweather. Bump four by Miller. Here's a spike by Addie Nash. She'll get the kill. Highland badly in need of a point, and Addie Mass comes through. Side out to the Lady Hawks, serving out 15-17. Down by a pair. Addie Mass now has the serve. She'll lob it over. Bump forward by Holcomb. Set by Daly. Sent over the net by Van Vliet. And Highland doesn't return it. Close to a push. And I believe that's what they called. They called the push on that, and a point will go to Highland instead. Lady Hawks will take that. Addie Mass will remain at the service line. Joe Lobbit shy of the net, though, and it's going to be a side out to Shenandoah. So Highland cannot capitalize at the service line. And instead of tying it up, it'll be a two-point lead for the Zepps, and they'll have the serve on the side out. Here is Sheila Holcomb at 18-16, lobs it over. Bumped high in the air by Detweiler. Bump four by Olivia Miller. Detweiler now sends it over. Dug out now by Holcomb. Bump four by Leach. Sit back over by Harbaugh. Diving dig now by Highland. Here's the set. Think of that by Detweiler. Blocked the net by Shenandoah. Set by Mishler. And Detweiler slams it over. Diving dig by Leach. Can't clear the net. Point goes to Highland. Detweiler gets the kill that time. Seidel Highland. Not done yet are the Lady Hawks in game two. They'll serve it at 17-18. Olivia Miller has the serve. Miller lobs it over. Dug out by Leach. Here's the set by Daly. And what? I'm not sure what happened there, but there'll be a point apparently going to the Shenandoah. So side out to the Lady Zepps. And they'll serve it now at 19-17. Here's the serve sent over by Crum. Dug out by Detweiler, the set. Here's the spike. Blocked the net now by Van Vliet. And point goes to Shenandoah. So a critical point on that last serve that went by way of Shenandoah off of Highland. And now they take a three-point lead all of a sudden to the Zepps. Sent over on the serve now. Here's Miller. Bumps it four. Sent over by Detweiler. And hits it wide right. All of a sudden the Zepps now have taken a four-point advantage, I do believe. Now they're going to award that point to Highland. So a couple of, I believe, net violations maybe that have been called on both teams. One point that you thought was on one team ends up going to the other way. And Highland now has the serve, so I guess we're even now. They'll serve it at 18-20. Brianna Mishler serves it over. Bump forward high in the air. Here's the set. Spike, however, by Van Vliet, and she'll find the right back corner for the kill. Side out to Shenandoah. They have a three-point lead at 21-18. Here's Liberty McKee. She serves it over. Bump forward by Mass. Set by Mishler. The spike slammed over by Hampshire. She'll find the right back corner for the kill. That's Sophia Hampshire with the timely point for Highland. Again, side out to Highland. Serving at 19-21. They need to win game two to square up this match at one game apiece, if they can do it. Here's Claire Detweiler. She'll lob it just over the net, dug out by Van Vliet. Here's the set now by Crum. A spike by Leach, and she'll get the kill, slams it home. When you set her up like that, it's pretty much impossible to return that. And side out to the Zepps, serving at 22-19. Timeout Highland. We'll take a timeout as well. This is District Championship Volleyball on WKLM.
This week at Rody's IGA, the prices are scaringly low.
Frozen boneless chicken breast for just $2.88 a pound.
Ground beef so cheap, it's almost criminal. 10 pounds of 73% lean for just $3.98 a pound. Bone-in pork western-style ribs, $2.78 a pound. That's terrifyingly delicious.
And don't forget, the USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Round Roast, only $6.98 a pound.
It's haunting my dreams.
Shrimp rings, pork shoulder steaks, butterball ground turkey. So many fall flavors, it's frightening.
Get chillingly good savings all this week before they vanish.
Only at Rody's IGA.
Shenandoah has the serve and a three-point advantage in Game 2. They won Game 1 to Shenandoah over Highland, 25-17. Out of the timeout, the serve by Molly Van Vliet. Lobs it over, but four by Miller. Dug out by Detweather, and a little miscommunication. Detweather and Mishler both throwing for the same ball and will not be returned by Highland. Makes it a 23-19 lead for Shenandoah. Molly Van Vliet. She will serve it over. Bump up in the air now by Addie Mass. Here's the step of Mishler. The spike slams over. That'll be Addie Mass with the spike in kill to the center back line. Side out Highland now serve it at 20-23. Lady Yoder needing to get on a roll right here for Highland if they can do it. Here's the serve sent over. Bump four by Holcomb. Here's the set by Crum. The spike by Leach. And not returned. Again by Brianna Mister, Brenna Leach, another kill. And possible game point for game two coming up for Shenandoah. At the line will be Emma Daly. She lobs it over. Dug out by Miller. Off the hands now, Mister. Return now by Detweather. Skips over the net. Falls in to the Shenandoah side. Point goes to Highland. Lady Hawks will take that break and a side out. Back to Highland, serving at 21-24. Again, a timeout by Shenandoah now. This is District Championship Volleyball on WKLM.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low-maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Highland has the serve. They'll serve it at 21-24. They trail up by three. Of course, next point that Shenandoah gets, they would win game number two. But, of course, they have to win by two. Highland, if they can get a couple more points here, they can tie it up at 24. They can get three more in a row. We'll see what happens here out of this timeout. Hampshire serves it over. And dug out over the net. Dug out now by Hampshire. Here's the set by Mishler. The spike, Addie Mast, and dug out by Holcomb off the ends of Daly. Return now by Leach. And bump four set by Mishler. Here's the dink of that by Maddie Mass. Dug out now by Daly. Now over to Holcomb. Sent over by Leach. Dug out by Addie Mass. Set by Mishler. Mass will spike it over. And she'll get the kill. Addie Mass to the center back line. Highland back within two at 22-24. Sophia Hampshire sends it over. Bumped off the hands, a little miss hit that time, but no violation by Hooks. Now slammed over by Leach, and it falls in on the attempted block onto the Highland side, and Leach will get the kill, and Shenandoah gets the point in the Game 2 win. Shenandoah wins it in Game 2, 25-22, and Shenandoah has now taken the lead in this best-of-five match, 2-0. Back with Game 3 after this. This is District Championship Volleyball on WKLM.
When searching for the perfect insurance to both fit your needs and budget, you want to deal with someone you know and trust. Hi, I'm Keith Troyer at Hobbins Insurance. Born and raised in Holmes County, I have been a teacher and a coach in the area my whole adult life. I am now an agent for Hobbins Insurance in Millersburg. I want to be your insurance coach, and at Hobbins Insurance, we have many avenues to assure you the best cost available. From auto to home to farm to business, we can take care of your needs at a price that can fit your budget. Call me at 330-674-9091 or visit HobbinsInsurance.com.
At Pomerine Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year. Pomerine brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tus Ross, Coshocton, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomerine provider nearby. Visit PomerineHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerine Hospital, caring for our community's health.
CDL training in our community. That's right. Buckeye Career Center now offers Class A and B CDL education, as well as a testing center off US 36 near Janaden Hutton. Call 740-254-9313 to register or learn more about the American Professional Truck Driving School by Buckeye Career Center and the US America CDL Test Center by Buckeye Career Center. Again, that's 740-254-9313 to register or learn more.
Courses begin September 15th.
If lines are down, don't hang around. This safety reminder is from Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative. An overhead power line can become damaged or fall due to a severe storm, car accident, public damage, or other reasons. If you see a down power line, take these actions. Consider all power lines energized and deadly. Stay at least 50 feet away. Call 911 or the utility to report the down line. Do not try to move the line with another object. Never get out of your vehicle. Warn others to stay away. At Holmes Wayne Electric, their crews are committed to safe and efficient power restoration. Let's work together to keep our community safe.
Shenandoah won game one, 25-17. They also won game two over Highland, 25-22. So the all-important game number three in this third set of this best-of-five match. Highland, of course, needs to win this third set to extend this match, and Shenandoah has a chance to close out the match if they can get the win and capture the district championship. So Highland will have to do whatever they can do to try and win this game number four to extend this match. At the line for Highland will be Brianna Mishler. Matt Croy alongside with you. Glad to have with us here in district championship volleyball action from Cambridge. And that serve by Mishler falls into the center back line for the ace on the serve to start things off in game three. That's the kind of start you want if you're Highland. Brianna Mishler. Highland kind of inconsistent at the service line so far tonight, and that has hurt him. Here's the dink over the net this time by Daly. Dug out. Here's the dink over by Detweather. Dug out. Set back over by Leach. Bump forward. Set now by Mishler. The dink over the net by Alana Yoder. Bump four now again by Crum. Set by Holcomb. Set over by Daly. Dug out by Mishler. Here's the set by Miller. The spike by Hampshire and hits it wide left. Side out back to Shenandoah. Tied up at one. In game three, Shenandoah has the serve. Alyssa Crum serves it over. Dug out and not returned. That'll be an ace on the serve by Alyssa Crum. From her 10th service point of the night. She'll lob it over. Bump forward by Detweather to Mishler. Here's a spike by Addie Mass. Dug out. Now to Holcomb. Think of the net by Harbaugh. Going to be a point for Shenandoah on the net violation of Highland. 3-1 advantage now for Shenandoah. Alyssa Crum serves it over. Dug out by Detweather, set by Mishler. Here's the spike over by Detweather, dug out by Holcomb. Here's a set by Crum. Spike by Van Vliet, and not returned. Van Vliet gets the kill this time around. 4-1, Shenandoah in game three. Highland trying to figure out how to turn things around in this third set. Alyssa Crum lobs it over, bumped high in the air by Miller, set by Mishler. Here's a spike sent over by Hampshire. Now the set. Sent over by Van Vliet. Blocked. Dug out by Shenandoah. Back to Van Vliet. She'll take it over. Off the hands of Lana Yoder. Back to Mishler. Sent over by Addie Mass. Diving dig by Leach. Off the hands now. Crum sent over by Harbaugh. Bump four by Miller. Here's a set by Mishler. The spike by Lana Yoder. Dug out by Leach. Set now by Crum. Here's a spike by Harbaugh. Bump four by Miller. Off the hands of Miller. Here's a spike off the ends of Detweather, bump four by Leach. Set now by Crum. Here's a spike by Harbaugh. Dug out by Miller. Off the hands of Detweather. Return now by Addie Mass. Dug out off the hands of Harbaugh. Bump four, the spike by Crum. Bump four by Addie Mass. Now the set by Mishler. The spike by Hampshire goes into the net, and a point goes to Shenandoah. Well, great rally, but the Zeps get the point. They have a 5-1 advantage. Crum doing what she did back in that first set when she had 9 service points. It kind of helped put that game away. Off to a good start here and a 5-1 advantage. She'll serve it over, but that one goes wide left. And a side out to Highland. They'll serve it at 2-5. At the line, Claire Detweiler.
Lobs it over. Dug out by Leach. Here's the set by Crum. The spike by Van Vliet, and she'll slam it home. Couple kills for Molly Van Vliet here in game three. Side out Shenandoah, and they have a 6-2 advantage. The Zeps do lead the specified match 2-0. And the serve for Liberty McKee lobs it over. Bumped high in the air by Miller. Set by Mishler. Here's the spike. Slammed over by Addie Mass. Dug out. Now the set by Crum. The spike by Leach. Blocked the nip by Elaine Yoder. Spike by Van Vliet, though, and she'll slam it home. Off the attempted dig by Olivia Miller. Can't return it. Really a great block by Helen initially on that spike by Leach, but Van Vliet was right there to slam it home after that. Here's the serve sent over. Bump four by Miller. Set by Mishler. Here's a spike by Olivia Yoder. Block of the net by Brenna Leach. She has been a force. Timeout Highland. 8-2 Shenandoah in game three. This is District Championship Volleyball on WKLM.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
Well, Shenandoah has starting to take control here. Game three, Highland trying to figure out how to turn things around as Highland got the timeout. And Shenandoah, if they win this third set, that'll close out the match. So Highland needs to win this third set to extend things after Shenandoah won 25-17, 25-22 in sets number one and two. Winner moves on, of course, to the regional semifinals. That'll be next Wednesday, October 29th at 8 p.m. at Woodland Gymnasium in Zanesville against either Newark Catholic or Columbus Tree of Life. Newark Catholic will face Columbus Tree of Life tomorrow night, actually, in their district championship volleyball match. Steps out of the serve out of the timeout. It'll be served over by Liberty McKee. Bump four by Miller. Here's the spike slammed over and a kill on that spike and kill that time at the net by the Lady Hawks and Addie Mast. Much needed for Highland. Side out Lady Hawks serving at 3-8. Here's Elena Yoder at the service line. Yoder lobs it over. Bump four now by Holcomb. Here's the set. And the spike slammed over for the kill to the right back corner by Brenna Leach. Side out Lady Zeps. Up 9-3. Molly Van Vliet. She'll send it over. Dug out by Detweiler. Set by Mishler. Spiked over by Carly Schrock. And off the ends of the dig by Van Vliet. Rare return by Daly somehow. Now the Miller bumps the four. Set by Mishler. The spike by Addie Maston. She'll get the kill. Side out Lady Hawks. Serving at 4-9. With the serve checking in for Highland will be Sienna Emil, the sophomore. Her first serve tonight. Emil lob it off the top of that, skips over. Dug out, set. Now the spike by Leach. Dug out by Detweiler, the set. Now the spike by Addie Nass, deflected. Dug out by Leach, high in the air. Set now by Crum. Here's a spike. Sent over by Daly. Diving dig by Miller. Bump four now by Crum. Sit back over on the hit by Addie Nass. Bump four now, the set by Daly. And sent over on the hit by Shenandoah. Hits it wide left, I believe. Two players kind of hit into each other, Leach and her teammate, and Sophie McVicker. And a point will go to Highland. They serve it now at 5-9, trailing by a four. Emil got that service point. She'll lob it over. Dug out. Now the set by Crum. The spike by Daly. Hits it too long. Point goes to Highland. Wait a second. We're going to see that was deflected by Highland, apparently. They must have nicked it. And side out to Shenandoah. Now, Kelly Miller wants an explanation on that. She didn't think so. It looked like initially that was obviously too long, but if it did touch the Highland player, that would be obviously a Shenandoah point, but Miller didn't see that. And Highland player's also looking a little confused. So Highland does not win that argument. Sign out to Shenandoah. They'll have a 10-5 advantage. And at the service line going to be Emma Daly. Daly lobs it over.
Bumped high in the air by Detweiler. Off the hands of Mishler now. The spike Addy Mass. The block by Van Vliet. Dug out now by Miller. The spike this time will be slammed home by Addy Mass. And the point goes to Highland. Third kill of game three. Addy Mass side out. Highland serving at 6-10. Mast will serve it. She'll lob it over. Dug out high in the air by Daly. Now the set. Spiked over by Crum. Trickles over. Dug out and not returned. Point goes to the Lady Zeps. And I believe that was Vic Dicker who got that kill. 11-6. Shenandoah, they'll have the serve again. Here's Brenna Leach. Dug out by Miller. Over the net. Blocked the net by Van Vliet. Here's a set by Mishler. The spike by Detweiler. Bump four. Set by Daly. Set back over on the hip now by McKee. Bump four now by Addy Mast. Set back over by Mishler. And that's going to be wide right just by inches away from that white line. Point goes to Shenandoah. 12-6 Shenandoah with the advantage. Brenna Leach lobs it over. Bump four by Miller. Off the hands of Mishler now. Detweiler slams it over, and that'll find the center back line for the kill. Claire Detweiler, her third kill for the match. Side out Highland serving at 7-12. Again, Highland needs to win this third set to extend this match. Olivia Miller has the serve. Lobs it over. Bump four by Holcomb. Here's the set by Daly. Think of the net now off the hands of Vic Vicker. Bump four by Miller. Set that over by Addy Mass and dug out somehow over by McVicker and sent over by Daly on the net. Take over now by Mishler. That'll fall in to the Shenandoah side. Brianna Mishler. Highland down by a four, serving at 8-12. Miller sends an over bump high in the air by Holcomb. Here's the set by Daly. And the spike slammed just over the net, but blocked. Or will it be? That block, the hit by Crum. Hit into the net, does not clear, and it'll be a point for Highland. So Highland will indeed get this point. They're back within three now, serving at 9-12. Miller lobs it over. Bump four by Holcomb. Set by Daly. Here's the spike slammer by Crum, and skips over, falls in to the Highland side. Crum will get that kill. Side out, Shenandoah up 13-9. The Zeps won game one and two, and they now have a lead in game three at 13-9. And at the line is going to be Sheila Holcomb. She'll lob it over. Dug out. Now the set. Think of it by Elena Yoder. Dug out. Set by Daly. Set back over now on the hit now by Van Vliet. And Highland cannot return it. Point goes to the Zeps. 14-9 Shenandoah. Holcomb sends it over. Bump four. Now the set by Mishler. The spike by Elena Yoder. Blocked by Van Vliet. Set back over by Miller now. Bump four by Leach. Here's the set by Daly. Spike by Van Vliet. She'll get the kill to the left back line. Molly Van Vliet, fifth kill for game three. Holcomb, another service point. 15-9, Lady Zeps. Holcomb lobs it over, just over the net, and dug out, not returned by a diving Olivia Miller. 16-9, Shenandoah. And timeout Highland. We'll take a timeout as well. This is District Championship Volleyball on WKLM.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester. Boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Reminder, we also have girls district championship soccer going on. That is from Cine Valley tonight. Highland in action against Steubenville Catholic Central. That's on YouTube as well as on Stream 2 on our website. And, of course, this match right here, Shenandoah with the big lead at this point. They won games 1 and 2. And they also have a lead over Highland 16-9 in game 3 as well. Highland trying to make a comeback here to win this third game to extend this match. Shenandoah, if they win the third set, they will capture the district title. Here's the serve by Holcomb out of the timeout. Lobs it over. Bump four. Now the set by Mishler. The spike by Detweather. Dug out by Leach. And that'll set by Daly. They go then off the hands now of Crum. Bump four. Now the set. Set back over by Mishler. Out the hands now of Holcomb. Set back over on the hands hit by Crum. Now the set by Mishler. Spike by Detweather. Dug out by Daly. Off the hands of Holcomb now. Returned by Harbaugh. And her hit going to be deflected and fell in onto the Highland side. A spike and kill for Addie Harbaugh. 17-9 lead for Shenandoah. And Sheila Holcomb will get herself another service point. Holcomb lobs it over. Dug out high in the air now by Miller. Bump four. Now the center of the net by Claire Detweather. Here's the set by Daly. Take over the net by Van Vliet. Bump four. Now the set by Mishler. The spike by Elena Yoder. And hits it too long. Point Shenandoah. Shayla Holcomb has 13 service points now for the match. Serves it at 18-9. Shenandoah. She'll lob it over. Bump four now by Addie Mass. Set by Mishler. Here's the spike. Claire Detweather. Off the hands of Harbaugh. Set by Daly. Here's the spike by Crum. And she'll find the right back corner. Has been good at finding that right back corner on those kills, and she slams it home again. Lady Zeps, they've been in command throughout the night, and they have a 19-9 lead. Sent over by Holcomb in the serve again. Bump four by Miller. Set by Mishler. Here's a spike on Lady Yoder. Blocked at the net by Van Vliet. Bump four by Addie Mass. Here's the spike by Detweather. Bump four now by Leach. Here's the set by Daly. Spike by Harbaugh, and that'll find the right back corner. Addie Harbaugh with the kill. Well, you go back to that first set. Highland kind of took the early lead, looked to be in command. Then after Shenandoah really came back and tied it up, they kind of took control of that first set and have been in control since then. Sent over the serve, and not returned by Highland. Point Shenandoah up 21-9. Holcomb lobs it over, and bump forward, and not returned again by Highland. All of a sudden, the Lady Hawks add a sink, 22-9 lead for Shenandoah. Serve sent over, dug out by Miller. Here's a set by Mishler. The spike sent over by Detweather, dug out by Daly. Bump forward now by Holcomb. Here's a spike sent over on the hit by Leach. Here's a set. Sent over by Elena Yoder. Dug out now by Daly. Off the hands of Holcomb. Spike slammed over by Crum. Blocks it back over by Elena Yoder. Dug out now by Mishler. Here's the set again. Spike by Elena Yoder. Blocked in the net by Van Vliet. Sent back over. Dug out now by Holcomb. Here's the set by Daly. Van Vliet will spike it over. Dug out. And returned by Mishler on the hit. Dug out by Daly. Off the hands of Crum. Returned now by Leach. Diving dig by Highland. Here's a set by Mishler. Spiked over by Elena Yoder. Diving dig by Leach. Here's a set by Harbaugh. Taken with that by Van Vliet. Dug out again by Highland. Sit back out the hands of Miller. Sit back over on the hit by Detweiler. Into the net. Point goes to Shenandoah. For Highland, you got to wonder, what can we do to get a point on this team? Play that about as good as you can play it, but Shenandoah still somehow finds a way to get a point. They're up 23-9. Sent over the serve by Holcomb. Dug out. Off the hands of Mishler. Sent back over by Elena Yoder. Now to Holcomb. Bumps it forward. Now to Daly. Here's a spike. Slammed over by Crum. She'll find the left back corner for the kill. And right now, Shenandoah can do absolutely no wrong. Possible game point and match point coming up. Holcomb. Now the serve. Dug out. Set by Mishler. The spike by Elena Yoder. Dug out now by Daly. Off the hands of Holcomb. The spike by Crum. Blocked by Elena Yoder. Dug out by Harbaugh. Set by Daly. Spike by Van Vliet. Set back around and returned by Elena Yoder. And Elise bumps up four now. Set by Daly. Spike by Harbaugh. Deflected. Dug out by Highland. Here's the set now by Mishler. The spike by Elena Yoder. Blocked by Van Vliet. Point goes to Shenandoah. Shenandoah. I'm telling you, you can't play those last couple points much better than Highland. And Shenandoah somehow got the points anyway. And give credit to them as they'll get this win 25-9 to close this match out. And Shenandoah wins it in straight sets to capture the district championship. Well, for Shenandoah, this is their fourth district title in the last 5 years. As they improve now to 21-4, they won three straight. And they'll take on either Newark Catholic or Columbus Tree of Life in the regional semifinals next Wednesday, October 29th, 8 p.m. at Woodland Gymnasium in Zanesville. Highland will end their successful season at 23-2, snapping a 13-game winning streak. Again, the final, it is Shenandoah over Highland in straight sets, 25-17, 25-22, 25-9. Back to recap the match for you after this on WKLM.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
Shenandoah won it in straight sets. We're going to be picking up the ceremony on the floor here momentarily. We're going to go ahead and take one more quick break and come back to you after this on WKLM.
At Kaufman Realty and Auctions, you've got options. Your property is unique, and our agents know how to sell it. Whether it's a traditional listing or live auction, we'll earn you top dollar. Our agents will utilize whichever method of sale works best. When buying or selling your next home, call on Kaufman.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
Looking to bring more life into your home or close in that back porch? MRV Siding Supply has you covered. Now offering camp. All right, back here for the runner-up ceremony here. We're going to be picking things up here on the floor here at the Cambridge Court. We'll pick it up right now.
Christian Shenandoah, assistant principal, will present tonight's district runner-up and district championship trophies. When your name is called, please step forward to be recognized first for the 2025 district runner-up, the Hawks of Highland High School. Number one, Paxton McVicker. Number two, Sienna Ryman. Number three, Carly Schrock. Number four, Samantha Copeland. Number five, Olivia Miller. Number six, Claire Detmer. Number seven, Macy Miller. Number eight, Brianna Mishler. Number nine, Aubrey Snyder. Number 10, Addison Madison. Number 11, Chloe Richards. Number 12, Elena Yoder. Number 13, Sophia Hampshire.
Julia Furman. The Hawks are led by head coach Kelly Miller, and assistant coaches Andrea Snyder, Emily Ketchkoff, and Megan Beaver.
That is the runner-up ceremony for the Highland Lady Hawks volleyball team. We'll take another quick break, come back to you with the final numbers, and wrap it up after this on WKLM.
When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Freak Hardware Products at MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Freak Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Freak Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
It is the final. Shenandoah wins in straight sets over Highland tonight as they will move on to the regional semifinals. In game one, it was actually Highland who jumped out to a 2-0 lead. Then it was tied up at 3-7. And then Highland jumped out to a 10-7 advantage. It was tied up at 12 then after that. And then Shenandoah then would go on to roll to outscore Highland 13-5 the rest of the way after it was tied up at 12. And Shenandoah wins it in game one, 25-17. In game two, Highland kind of came back after being down and made it a two-point game at 21-19. But then Shenandoah would go on to outscore Highland the remaining 4 points. They're outscoring Highland 4-2, final 6 points of that game. And Shenandoah gets the win in game two, 25-22. And then Shenandoah really kind of dominated game three as they went at 25-9 to close out the match in straight sets. Leading the way for the Lady Zeps, Shayla Holcomb. Had a night at the service line. 20 service points for Shayla Holcomb on the night for Shenandoah. Also, Alyssa Crum had 13 service points herself at the line for Shenandoah. Also, Brenna Leach finished up with 19 kills for the match. And also, as well, Molly Van Vliet tonight would finish up with 13 kills for the Shenandoah Lady Zeps. On the other end for Highland, leading the way, Addie Mast finished up with 15 kills for her. While Alani Utter, she would finish up with 4 kills and 4 service points for Highland. Also, Carly Schrock had 6 kills on the match as well, and also 3 kills as well for Claire Detweather for the Highland Lady Hawks. A night where Highland really just didn't have it like they usually do at the service line. It was probably their biggest hindrance, in addition to the fact that Shenandoah just played great volleyball tonight. Of course, all night long, it was Brenna Leach as well as Molly Van Vliet, really a force at the line, in addition to the fact that Highland didn't serve it as they typically do. And Shenandoah took advantage tonight, and they get this win. For Shenandoah, they're used to making these regional trips. They made it to the regionals in the 2021 year, the 2022, and also 2023 when they went to the state tournament. So this will be their fourth trip in the last 5 years to the regional semifinals. They improved their record now to 21-4. They won 3 straight. Indeed, they will face either Newark Catholic or Columbus Tree of Life Wednesday, October 29th at 8 p.m. at Woodland Gymnasium in Zanesville. Highland, with a successful year, come to an end tonight at 23-2, snapping a 13-game winning streak. But he kind of go through this roster for Highland. Carly Schrock, just a junior. Claire Detweather, she's a junior. Now, certainly Mischler will be missed. Brianna Mischler, a senior. But then also you look at Addie Mass, of course, the IVC Player of the Year, only a sophomore this year. Elaine Yoder, she was a senior. So a couple of seniors in the starting lineup, but a lot of key returnees after that. Off the bench, Sophia Hampshire, a huge contributor this year. She's only a sophomore, of course, for this Highland team as well. And Sienna Emil got some key action tonight. She's only a sophomore. Braxton McVicker, of course, a key contributor throughout the season, only a junior. Macy Miller, of course, she is a senior. She will graduate. So a few seniors on the team, certainly important seniors, but Highland, a lot of talent coming back for Highland next year, and they certainly should be an exciting team to watch, and a team will have an opportunity again, just like this year, to get to the regionals next year. Of course, we do have girls district championship soccer going on right now. You can catch that action as we speak on the WKLM YouTube page. Last time I saw was a 1-0 Highland advantage. I believe Highland 1-0 with their lead
over Steubenville Catholic Central. So Highland girls soccer team trying to capture their district title. You can find the rest of that game again on the WKLM YouTube page and also on stream 2 on our website. Reminder also, tomorrow night we have boys district champions of soccer from Sandy Valley. Highland in action in that contest. You can tune into that contest on WKLM FM 95.3 and also stream 1 and also on the WKLM YouTube page for tomorrow night. Airtime right around 6:05 for that contest. Game time is at 6:30 for tomorrow night's game. That'll wrap things up for us. We do want to thank our video live stream partners from Claxon Communications, Jaron Aber producing tonight's live stream coverage, and also Abby Jones working the camera. And thanks to Alex Mast and Phoenix Price back at the studio. Again, the final, I'm Matt Croy for Division 6 District Championship Volleyball from Cambridge. Shenandoah wins it in straight sets over Highland tonight by the final margin of 25-17, 25-22, 25-9 to move on to next Wednesday's regional semifinals. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.